Moss, thanks so much for the time. Second place at the New York State Championships. How does it feel? What have these last few days been like for you after finishing in second place at States?
I didn't really expect to play second. I was expecting like sixth, maybe, but like I wasn't expecting to be second and being that place that high.
So take us through the vault that essentially took you to the podium in that second place finish. What was really working for you? How'd you get the job done?
I think right before that jump, I had moved to a bigger pole, a stiffer pole that I had not really been on. And because of that, I had the standards. I was basically guessing where I'd want to put the standards. And I put them too far back. The jump was good enough to make it. But because the standards were far back, I actually landed on the bar and it bounced around quite a lot and probably should have fell down, but just luckily stayed up somehow. I was not expecting it to be still be up there.
So what is that like then? I mean, do you remember kind of what was going through your mind or the moment where you're seeing the bar kind of bounce around a little bit? Are you like, oh, here we go? But then it just stays there and you get the job done. Take me through the mindset of what you were maybe going through in that moment.
I was just shocked. And then when I landed, I did like a kind of backwards roll. So while I was rolling back, I thought I was going to have the bar like land on me. But when I got up, it was still up there. And then I also opened my mouth too fast. My jaw hurt.
I love it. Moss Stengler with us here on VTL from the Ithaca Track and Field Team, placed second at the state championships in the Division I pole vault with a height of 14 feet. I'm wondering what the conversation was like between you and coaches and some of the other people that were up there and maybe competing that you knew. Like, what was the conversation like when you realized, hey, I'm going to finish in second place here and be one of the best in New York State?
Well, I think the first thing my coach said to me was that the 14-foot jump was not clean. And I completely agreed with him because it was not a very good jump. And then one of my friends, Aiden Gallagher from Lansing, he was also there and also placed second in Division II. So we were just having a fun time the entire meet. Me, him, and then Vincent from Delhi.
That's so awesome. And that's one thing I think is so cool about, you know, track and field, especially around here. It seems like all of you kind of know each other and in some ways maybe root for each other, especially when it's this high level of competition. So what's that like, knowing that you probably had a really good support group surrounding you at a big event like this?
It was great. Having that many people rooting for me, I had, I think, 8 of my family members come to the meet. So I'd have that little crowd of people cheering every time I do good. It was nice.
That's awesome. Moss Stengler with us here on BTL from the Ithaca Track and Field Team. He's our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cayuga Health, placed second in the pole vault in Division I at the state championships, a height of 14 feet. Obviously, you've been one of the top pole vaulters in this area all season long. I'm wondering how you feel like you have grown in the event from maybe early on in the spring to where you ended up as a second-place finisher at States.
Looking back at my jumps earlier in the season, they were not near as good as they are now. They still aren't great, like as good as I want them to be, but the jumps are a lot cleaner. Like I'm actually moving through the pole in the correct way or somewhat correct way, and they look like good jumps. And before, earlier in the season, I wasn't really as happy as with them as I am now.
You know, the thing that I think is so cool around here is the pole vault seems to be the go-to event that makes a lot of our athletes successful. Obviously, you, Aiden Gallagher, who you mentioned, Isabel Morris from Trumansburg, who won a state championship, and even some of the local athletes who have gone collegiately to the next level are finding a lot of success. Where do you think that attributes from? Like, what makes this area such a hotbed in the pole vault?
I think a big part of it is Matt Scheffler from IC. All of the vaulters you just mentioned, I'm pretty sure were coached by him. And I go to all of his clinics and stuff, and he's one of my coaches. So I think a big part of it comes from him.
And what is it like?
What a great coach he is.
Yeah, and what is it like with him? Like, what is one of the biggest takeaways that you've learned from him as an athlete competing under his guidance?
If you're not having fun doing it, it's not going to really go well. You got to have fun or you're going to overthink it, and you're not going to improve as much as you would if you're just having fun the entire time.
That's awesome. Well, it's obviously been a great season for you, and you still have some time to go here. I mean, what does it mean to you to be able to accomplish this as a junior, knowing that you've got another full season of competition ahead for you next year?
I want to win states next year. I think right now I am the top junior in the state, I think. So I want to be able to do that and hopefully go to nationals and do decent at that. And also break the school record here, which is 15-3. So I want to get 15-4 next year, which I think I'll be able to do.
That's a big number, and that's a pretty impressive goal. So what do you think it's going to take for you to get that? I mean, obviously you have a lot of time to train and everything in preparation for next season, but what do you think maybe you have to improve upon in order to reach those kind of marks?
In my vault, I never really get my hips up. So I'm not in a straight line inverted. I'm still like kind of sitting up. And if I get my hips up and go in a straight line upside down, I think I could do it then. But that's the biggest thing at the moment.
We can't wait to see how it goes down for you next season. Already excited for you. Moss, before we let you run, I mentioned before we came on the air here, we like to do something fun, which is called our Fueling Excellence Fast Five. It's where we get to know you a little bit more, dive a little bit deeper into your personality, and have a little bit of fun for a couple of moments. You ready for these five random questions?
Sure.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, here we go. First question for you. Simple. Dogs or cats?
Cats.
All right. Like it. Second question for you. What is your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Black raspberry.
Oh, that's a solid choice. I have not had that in a long time. Third question for you. What is your ultimate dream vacation spot?
I don't know.
No place in particular that you want to go to or anything?
I can't pick just one place, I don't think.
All right, fair enough. I get that. Fourth question for you. Your favorite out of the four seasons, spring, summer, winter, or fall, which one do you like the best?
Fall.
And why do you choose fall?
It's a good temperature. You can, like, wear hoodies and stuff. You don't have to, you're not cold.
It's just perfect,
it's
right?
It's not hot and it's not cold.
And this area is very beautiful in the fall. I'll give you that. That's another big aspect for it. All right, final and fifth question for you, Moss. What is your most prized possession?
This might change, but right now it might be the medal from States.
I love it. That's a good answer. That's a great answer. It was a heck of a finish for you. Heck of a performance for you up there at CNS, and you have a lot to be proud with that second place medal. Moss, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it. Congratulations again, okay?
Thank you.